All right, joining us a little early today, but every week he's a loyal contributor to North Shore Weekend, Larry Weber. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, and how are you enjoying this first half of April?
Mixed reviews.
That's exactly what the month has been showing us. I think it's so interesting, a situation of moving one direction and then back the other. We have it in the forecast. We have a forecast today of temperatures that could reach as high as 70 in some areas, but more than likely in the 60s. But still, clear 60s by mid-April. That's a pretty mild day.
Mm-hmm.
And then by Monday, we're supposed to be in the 30s with a good chance of some snow. So that's April, though. They always call it a fickle month. We know it goes one direction and turns around, goes back the other direction. I thought we had some fabulous examples this week. We had several days in a row where we had clear skies, just beautiful days. By the afternoon, the temperatures were mild. And then during the night, the skies remained clear. Temperature dropped, and by early morning, we had ice and frost. And I thought it was interesting, how could frogs adapt to that? But nevertheless, the frogs were doing it. They, of course, got silent when the frost and ice came across, and they just didn't do anything at all. It just kind of waited out. But by late afternoon, especially the chorus frogs, they were calling. And then I had one day, Thursday, where I heard all three kinds of early spring frogs, the wood frog, chorus frog, and spring peeper. They were all calling. Now, that is the time of day when it's the warmest. It's the time of day when they're going to be most active for their calling. It continues quite a bit into the evening. But then the quietest time is the early morning. It remains to be seen what's going to be happening today. I think it should be just a terrific day for frogs to be taking advantage of it, especially if we're going to have cooler weather coming in later. In addition to that, we're still getting some migrants. This is a little bit of a lull time right now. There is a big movement of early migrants that takes place in March, late March into early April, and we've seen many kinds of those. Then when we get to late April, we have another just explosion of migration, mostly the songbirds. And that really hasn't happened yet, so we are sort of in between right now. We do have yellow rump warblers. That's the only warbler I've seen so far, and that's typical. And they often show up by the middle of April. This year I had my first sighting on the 3rd of April. But what was interesting was this week they have been around for a little while. Well, this week they finally started singing. The other things going on of kind of interest is that we've had a lot of sparrows around. We have juncos around, and we have various finches. And I think it's kind of interesting. I have had better pine siskins at my bird feeder in the last couple of weeks than I did all winter. And they're doing a lot of singing. They become very restless at this time. The juncos are singing. Robins are singing. Song sparrows singing and so forth. One that I have redwing blackbirds are singing. That's the male that always comes back and sings early. What I have not yet seen is the female, and I think any day now they should be back. Last week I mentioned about the yellow belly sapsuckers showing up in the yard, and they're drumming, and the ruby crown kinglets. Today I had an interesting sighting. I was outside this morning, and I saw a barred owl. Now, the barred owls have been calling a lot lately. And I know they nest in the area, but it's pretty unusual to see the nest. Well, I just watched this one a little bit closer this morning, and sure enough, it flew to the nest. And so that's something to keep an eye on now as we go through the next lots of weeks. They're kind of slow in maturing. Other things of note in the world of insects, I've mentioned before about the various kinds of butterflies that hibernate, and then when the weather gets warm, they come out and fly around. That's pretty much what we have right now. And then I also mentioned how I had seen the first dragonfly, the green darner migratory dragonfly. Well, 2 days ago, I had another terrific insect sighting, and that was the first bumblebee of the season. I mentioned it last week as something to be on the lookout for. The bumblebees have a different way of handling winter. They and a few of their cousins, like some of the hornets, the entire colony will die except for the queen. And the queen then, who is impregnated in the fall, she will go off and find a spot under a log somewhere, and she will go into a dormancy. In the world of insects, it is beyond just hibernation. It is you think they're dead if you had it in your hand. They just go completely stopped, and then they revive when it comes to spring. And sure enough, I saw one just 2 days ago. When they start flying around in April, the queen is looking for a place to start the new colony. And if you just watch her flight, she always flies very close to the ground. She often will land, and she'll go under some down leaves or some grass or such. Usually she does not settle there. Usually she just checks it out and then moves on to another spot. But she's looking for a place to make her nest. Absolutely oblivious of us. Don't ever worry about getting stung by them. They are just plain interesting. A couple other things of note. These are not insects, but they're kind of related to it. Deer ticks have been around since 20th or March or so already. They show up very early in the season. But this week I saw the first wood tick. And so when they are around, we know that we're moving along. And then a terrific, absolutely fabulous sighting is the first orb web of the season. The orb webs are the big circular spider webs. I had one person this week refer to them as Charlotte webs, and I think that's a pretty good way to remember it. Anyway, they are very common in late summer. The spiders that make them, for the most part, die at the end of the season. But there are a few exceptions. There are some that overwinter and now come out with webs in April. Almost every year I see the first ones in April, but this one took me by surprise. We had a chilly night, and I just didn't expect it. There it was. Leaves are still coming out, greening in trees. Probably the biggest one that I saw this past week has been the crabapple. Crabapple is getting a little bit bigger now. We started out with the small shrubs and so forth, and now we're getting a little bit bigger. I expect probably within a week, if we get some mild more days like this and some more rain, I expect quaking aspens will be coming out pretty soon. Spring wildflowers, last time I mentioned, the only one I had seen in bloom so far was hepatica. Well, this past week I saw the purple violet, spring beauty, bloodroot, marsh marigold all starting to bloom. Now, these were the ones I saw were definitely just the starting ones. The real big amounts hasn't happened yet. But once again, with some clear skies, they are just take off. They have a very short season. They're called ephemerals. Lots of them are. They're not all ephemerals. They're called ephemerals, and that word means that they just have a short lifetime. They got to grab the sunlight while it's available, because before too long, it's going to be shady in the woods, and so they have to grab the sunlight when they can. So when they first start blooming, usually it means very rapidly you're going to see a lot more. And a day like today here, where we have clear skies and about 60-some degrees, we're going to see more of them happening. So keep your eyes open. It's going to be a beautiful trip the next week. So take care.
Thanks, Larry.
Sure, bye.
Bye-bye. Larry Weber joins us every Saturday morning, usually at 9:30, and he is a twice named Science Teacher of the Year. And he's retired now, but joins us on Saturday mornings to give us the latest on what's going on outdoors. Larry Weber.